Okay, can you see this? Can everybody see this at the back?
Put
up your hand if you can see it.
Dignite ruku ako možete vidjeti, u redu.
All right, let us all invoke the gods.
Prizvati bogove. Prisustvo bogova.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Isabhasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kincha Jagacham Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magradaha Kashyasvidhanam Kurvani Viha Karmani Jiji Vishekshatam Samaha Evam Tvai Nanyate Tosti Na Karma Lipyate Nare. Now this is where we ended up yesterday.
Yeah?
Go ahead. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way. For that sort of work will not bind him to the laws of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man or woman either. So, it's a fact that we all would like to live forever. I think so. Nobody really wants to die. Sometimes the pain of material life becomes so heavy that people do try and people do commit suicide. But if they could go beyond their suffering and enjoy sense gratification unlimitedly, everyone would certainly choose to live. So we see in society that there is a great struggle. I want the second verse, right?
Želim drugi stih.
Yeah? No? No. There is a slideshow from the second verse.
Postoji slide drugog stiha.
Okay, you got it. I think so. I think that's three. I think what we want is two. Ishopanishad 2. It's not up there.
Now slide.
How about going to open? And then go to sannyasam. I have a mission statement, and there's six roles that I have.
Postoje šest uloga koje sam prihvatio svojim mission
statementom. Yeah, open preaching, then Isho, then Isho seminar. No, you jump the Isho seminar. Seminar, up. That's it. Isho 2, go. Okay, great. Now up to the top. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, hit it. Okay. So everyone is engaged in a hard struggle to get their multimedia to work.
Dakle, svi se tu teško trude da im proradi multimedia show njihov.
One of the problems in putting on a multimedia show, and I've seen a lot of people, I've been to a lot of seminars, put on by professionals,
koji su profesionalci držali.
And generally what you have
is
a team of people.
Grupa ljudi.
For example, some of you are familiar with Bhakta Stephen Covey.
Neki od vas, da, Bhakta Stephen Covey, izvornog pjesnika Covey. Adi Covey.
So he has in his halcyon days, in his big days,
kada je bio vrlo slavan,
he had a staff of about
1,500 people. Imao je 1,500 ljudi.
You know, he would go around the world putting on seminars, and he had other people doing it also. Seven habits of highly effective devotees.
Sedam navika vrlo uspješnih bhakta.
He would absorb himself in the material, and he would go into the seminar, and that's all he had to do. But when you're to the same thing, but you don't have the background staff, and you have to worry about every little detail, this is what you get. So, but you'll bear with us here, because in the long run, this is, I have a group in Bombay of about 30 devotees. They're all congregational devotees. Our organization is called VAST, or Vedic Academy of Spiritual Technology. So we are putting together presentations that we will deliver to the corporate sector. First of all, we're concentrating in Bombay. Already we've gotten a lot of interest from different temples around the world, devotees who've heard about what we're doing. Concentrate in Bombay because we have tremendous facility there. And we'll go to corporate, big corporates, and we'll put on seminars on stress or anything related to what they're
bilo
čemu going through
onim,
and what kinds of seminars are in the market.
And
we'll give them
trebaju.
An excellent seminar.
Seminar
because the people that I mentioned, as I said, they're all congregational people.
Ljudi.
And many of them are brilliant people. They just don't get a lot
ljudi.
Of opportunity to preach
da
in the temples that are run by brahmacharis. Or even full-time devotees
bhakte,
who may or may not have a background
zaljeće,
of professionalism. But many of our congregational people do work in the quote-unquote real world.
Citiram, ovoga, ne,
it's not actually the real world, but it's
na,
the real material world.
Istinskog svijeta.
And
je
they know
svijet,
what the standard is.
I oni znaju šta je
so
standard.
Like I said, at least four of the people in our group are gold medalists.
Ljudi koji su u našem timu su imali
that means
zlatne medalje.
That in their university,
to znači da na njihovim fakultetima
they were the top students
su bili najbolji studenti
in the whole university, in all of their
subjects,
aggregate of their subjects. They were the best students, and they're devotees. And a number of them are graduates of the Indian Institute of Technology. Now, India just happens to be the world's leader practically in IT. I'm not talking about it.
Ne govorimo IT, znači ono, već govorimo o informatičkoj tehnologiji.
CIA. That wonderful organization promoted by the American government.
Koju promovira američka vlada.
They calculated that very soon India would become a major world power.
Glavna svjetska sila.
Why?
Zašto?
Because they have really good soldiers. Or they have the best missiles.
Najbolje rakete?
No, because they have all
ne,
the computer programs.
Zato što imaju najbolje kompjuterske programe.
And one of the wealthiest men in the world,
jedan od najbogatijih ljudi svijeta,
happens to be Indian, he's Muslim,
Indijac,
but
musliman, ali
he's very much Indian, he's not,
Indijac, je.
You know, he's a very good man.
Dobar je čovjek.
And he's like number three or number two in the world
ili drugi svijet
behind
čovjek
Bill
po
Gates
u svijetu, nakon
and fast moving up.
I brzo
all
naprijed.
The big corporations
sve
in the world are now coming to India, not China,
ne u Kino,
but to India.
Već u Indiju.
Because they're seeing
jer
that although
da,
in the world the economy
svijetu,
is going down,
u
Indian
ekonomije,
economy
u svijetu,
is going
ekonomija,
up.
Ovoga, opada,
so,
u Indiji,
the devotees who work, who graduate from the Indian Institute of Technology, that is the elite. It's like MIT in America.
All of the people there
are people who were chosen.
There
may be
100,000
applications
every year.
And out of that, maybe 100 are chosen.
So
that's the kind of devotees that I'm working with.
They're
expert at multimedia,
expert
at creating web pages,
expert
at not only PowerPoint presentations. PowerPoint is a very childlike program.
To je program za djecu. Postoje puno boljih programa.
So we're putting together these
Mi to sada posklapamo.
We're training devotees in how to speak because there's a science to speaking.
Da, kako da govori, jer postoje nauka o govorenju, o govorništvu.
Of course, the best way to speak is from your heart, from your realization. But there are other techniques
which
can help you to capture the audience.
Pomoći da zadržite pažnju publike.
Make your missiles go in
I da vaše
the brain, in the heart.
Ka umo, ka
so
umovima
we're training
I srcima,
our devotees.
Publike. Mi treniramo
we're
svoje
choreographing bakte. Them.
We
have
da
a whole training room
Imamo
with this kind of facility and the devotee will get up and make a presentation
dolaze,
and then the others will
bakte.
Critique him.
Drže svoje
that you did
I
this
drugi,
right, it was wonderful, but you did this wrong, you should try to improve on that.
Nije u redu. To
we're
going to
produce a
malo
group of first-class speakers, and we'll go to the world with the best technology, but spiritual technology, state-of-the-art spiritual technology.
Spiritual technology.
And the speakers...
A
will not have to worry about the computers. We have a group of devotees who are doing the presentation. Group of devotees are doing research for material.
It's very nice to work with that kind of group.
And anyone can achieve it when congregational devotees sit down together and say, okay, the temple is there and the preaching is going on, but we also should contribute to the preaching. Let's use our back backgrounds, let's use our talents. Let's not just talk.
Nećemo samo pričati.
Let's not just bluff.
Nemojmo samo
blufirati. But let's give real time.
Uložimo istinski naše
vrijeme. All our funding is not coming from just our group. They're not necessarily wealthy people. Most of them are young.
Većina
and they're just starting to build their families.
Oni su tek
one thing is they're very settled in their family lives.
Jedna stvar je dosta sređena.
They don't have a lot of trouble with
oni
that.
Nemaju puno problema sa svojim
in the West,
familijama. To je problem.
One of our biggest
zapravo,
problems is relationships.
Problema su
odnosi. Of course, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is talking to you about those kinds of things.
Stvarima.
Because we were never trained to develop relationships either between friends and friends or men and women or whatever, how to relate. In India, they're a little bit ahead in that department because for generations they had a solid community. Family life was, you know, it was a very important aspect of everyone's life. And men and women know how to relate to each other quite nicely. Of course, there's exceptions and there's problems, but in general, and the people I'm working with are very nice, they're not wealthy. So we have a fundraising group. Some of our trustees are wealthy. One of our trustees is a multi-billionaire, and he likes our work. He contributes to other programs in Iskon, but
milijarder.
He likes our work.
Njemu se sviđa ono što radimo I
so we'll have funds, we'll have state-of-the-art technology, material technology, hardware, we'll have trained speakers, and then we'll add Krishna consciousness. And it will be so dynamic instead of all this bluffing that goes on in the corporate world. People who really don't know but who are making a living at bluffing the rest of the people.
vare i ostale ljude.
We'll come to the world with really good material.
Sa vrlo dobrim materijalom.
And I've been dreaming of this
ja
for years and I'm happy to say
that
it's taking shape and I'm not even there anymore. I just
formira, dešava,
gave them a lot of encouragement and inspiration that they're moving forward.
Inspiraciju, ohrabrenje i
oni
so samo idu dalje.
Jednog dana ću doći k vama s prezentacijom really
koja će biti lijepo
sklopljena.
I bit ću u stanju da jednostavno
hard struggle for existence.
Da, gled, teška borba za egzistenciju.
But we'd all like to go on living.
Ali
svi želimo
sve jedno nastaviti
and
živjeti.
And
Isha Upanishad
will teach us how we can
kako
go beyond
nadići
foolish hard struggle for existence. It's a contradiction. I'm sat, the body is asat. I want to live eternally, my body is going to die tomorrow. It's frustrating. My mind, my heart, either on the surface or even subliminally in the back of my mind, thinking is going on. And people are in anxiety, and especially the faster society is going, people are in more intense anxiety.
Brže ovo društvo, to ljudi imaju intenzivniju tjeskobu, jer vide kada
je dolazi. Mi smo prije prodavali
ulicu u Wall Streetu u New Yorku.
I remember, I went out with a table.
Da bi tamo došao
Wall Street,
sa,
we had
sa,
books. Mostly it was
bi na štand knjige.
Un gusto superiore, higher taste.
Uglavnom je se radilo o knjigama, o knjizi koja se zove
book on vegetarianism and Prabhupada's philosophy is there too.
But
the way we would sell these books is we had a blood pressure monitor. And all these bankers and investors and everybody would be walking back and forth, you know, in great anxiety. And they would see, they would want to test the blood pressure. So we'd charge them $1, $2, whatever, test their blood pressure and then give them a book. So it was very nice. But the point is, people are in anxiety. And we can teach them how to let go of their anxiety, let go of their distress. I know very much the disease which I have
is
it's closely related to the mind, the liver and the mind. And one of the heavy symptoms of it is depression.
Jedno od heavy simptoma te bolesti je depresija.
But I refuse to get depressed.
Ali ja odbijam da padnem u depresiju.
Because, you know, what does it matter how long I live?
Jer, Kim Pramatasya, koliko ću dugo živjeti?
Parokshar hire anariha. Varam muhurtam vidate gatate shreyase yataha. Better you live for one moment in full consciousness than to live for hundreds of years like a tree. And there's a nice discussion in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto where this point is made, and Prabhupada says, someone may say, well, a tree doesn't breathe, so how can you use that example? And then Srimad Bhagavatam says, does a blacksmith's bellows not breathe? A blacksmith has a machine that's skin or cloth or whatever, usually leather, and it's like an accordion kind of, and you squeeze it and air comes out the other end. Is that breathing? Is that what you want? Don't the animals secrete semen?
Create progeny?
But what is the use in living like these living beings for a long, long time? Better you live a short time in pure consciousness, because that will help you to live eternally.
Okay.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, yagyartat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana. Work which is not done as a sacrifice for God, for Vishnu, It will bind you to this material world.
It
doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what country you're in, what gender you are. The principle is universal. It's the same for all of us. There's action and reaction. There are different kinds of activities. The Bhagavad Gita talks about karma, vikarma, and akarma. Think about it. Think about your work, what you do every day. Think about your business. There is work which is done according to the guidelines given in Scripture. Actual, the definition of religion is dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, to follow the laws of God. That's the real understanding of religion, to follow the laws of God. If you break the laws of God, it doesn't matter what dress you wear, what name you call yourself. If you break the laws of God, you're going to be punished. So, karma means to live a life based upon guidelines given in the Scripture. As I said, Krishna says, asaha yagya prajasrishtva puravacha prajapati anena prasya vishyadvamesha vostushta kama duk. He's given guidelines how we can live as human beings, how we can live peacefully, how we can live prosperously. He doesn't say, I want all my devotees to go out into the desert and fast for 30 days and, suffer like anything, then I'll really be happy when I see them suffer. That's not Krishna. Krishna wants us to be happy, even though we have chosen to ignore him. No, we haven't chosen to ignore him. We're continuously choosing to ignore him. Not just once, but all the time we're fighting. Our heart, our conscience is telling us what is the right action to do, what is the right path. But we've got so many excuses why we won't surrender. That elusive surrender. How can I surrender? It's the whole, people don't even know if they want. People don't get, they don't take up Krishna consciousness. They recognize the beauty of Krishna consciousness. They recognize the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. They recognize the knowledge, the intelligence behind it. But they want to stay 10,000 miles away from it. Because they know that once they start on the process, they might get dragged in or sucked in or invited in more deeply. And that's threatening. That's why demons, they don't like devotees. Because they've set up a world where they can exploit and enjoy. And they see that devotees are going to break down this facade of illusion, of Maya. So they don't like that. They're intelligent. And even people who, we think sometimes, if Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, how come the intelligent men of the world don't all take it up? Why doesn't the president of Croatia, why doesn't he come and bow down to Radha Kunjabihari? Why don't big leaders, big industrialists, why don't they? They're intelligent people, it appears. Actually, they're not intelligent. They're materially smart. But even that, when their luck runs out, when their karma is finished, they become dogs again. Just like Prabhupada always gave the example of Mr. Nixon. He died in shame. He was elected to become the president of the,
you know,
most powerful material country in the world. Such a big post. He was famous. He was the first one to go to China to open dialogue with China. He had many feathers in his cap. He had many good things that he was famous for. Proud man. But they caught him cheating and he was dragged down. Bill Clinton. You know, good, another good example. Very, probably academically the most intelligent person America has ever had in that office. But he couldn't control his penis. And therefore he cheated. He had a good wife, devoted wife, nice family, nice daughter, who bought books on Krishna consciousness, Chelsea. He had a lot going for him, but he couldn't control his senses and was dragged down. He was embarrassed in front of the whole world and in front of his wife and daughter. So, there's nothing secure in this material world, but if we try to follow Krishna's guidelines, then there's hope, there's a chance for us. We're going to follow somebody's guidelines anyway, you have to. When the people of the camp here tell us to get out, we have to get out. When the people here in the camp tell us at this time you have to stop all noise, we have to stop all noise. Whatever it is, we're always at every moment. We're being controlled. It's better to follow the scripture, Krishna's plan. Try. He's promising great authorities. Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sridhar Swami. So many great personalities in the past who had no reason to exploit us. They're not gaining anything. Even today, what are they gaining?
Oni nemaju nikakve koriste od toga da
govore neistinu.
Oni su pametniji nego što smo mi.
They have better control of their senses.
Bolje kontroliraju čula.
They have bigger brains.
Imaju veći mozak.
More logical, more intelligent.
Logičniji su nastrojeni.
Why can't we just let go of our false ego, kick it out, and surrender? Do things according to the way Krishna wants us to. But if we take the vikarma, if we do prohibited activities, then you're going to find all around you suffering. It doesn't need to be, but we're getting a reaction. You can't expect, even in your own family, if your child does some nonsense, you're not going to say, oh, good boy, you just broke the mirror in the house, or you just passed stool all over the kitchen floor. It's okay, dear. I'm okay, you're okay. You have to give him a little spanking. Let him know it's wrong. Well, we're getting little spankings from disease, old age, death, miseries caused by other living beings, miseries caused by nature. We're suffering here because we persist on thinking I'm the doer, I'm the enjoyer. It's ignorance. Shastra's giving us guidelines, but we go ahead and do what we want.
Now,
Mahatma, the great soul, Srila Prabhupada, he'll teach us about akarma. He'll give us books to convince us. He'll come and he'll personally set an example for us. He'll tirelessly work for us. Day and night on his deathbed, he'll still be translating books to help us.
Now,
what motive could he have on his deathbed? He knows he's going to die in a few days or a few weeks. knew it. What does he think? He's going to get up out of bed, go all over the world, make a lot of more disciples and get a lot of enjoyment and cheat us.
He
had nothing to exploit us. He was working for us from the very beginning. Such a selfless, loving person.
Osoba, puna
ljubavi. We can't reciprocate with him because we're crippled-hearted.
Zato što je naše srce
Krishna tells Arjuna, kutastva, kasma amidam, vishame samupastitam.
Krishna pita Arjuna,
where have these impurities, how have they come upon you? Nečistoće
su se rodile u tome srcu.
So, there is hope.
No, ima nade.
If we follow, Prabhupada always was positive.
Je uvijek bio pozitivan.
He never rejected us at any stage.
Odbacio,
anyone who sincerely tries,
then
you can come to akarma.
Može doći do akarma.
Gradually,
postupno,
not immediately,
ne odmah,
but gradually,
no,
gradually,
postupno,
you can get involved in activities that will free you from karma bandhana.
Od karma bandhana.
Generally speaking, people have a conception
globali,
of
ljudi,
heaven.
Imaju neko
and
neba ili raja.
They want to do something
nešto,
relatively beneficial or that will perpetuate their name and fame.
Nešto što će,
the biggest desire, the biggest bondage
ime,
that we have, the chains
bolest,
that keep us here.
Najveća, najveći problem koji imamo, lanci koji nas drže ovdje.
The chains,
lanci
that keep us bound,
koji nas drže vezanim
in this bag,
u ovoj vreći.
Maithuna agra.
Maithuna,
agra means chains.
Agra znači
and maithuna
lanci,
means sex.
Maithuna znači seks.
So sex for
sex
procreation
za,
performed
djece,
for by garbhadhan sanskara, that's fine.
Sanskara, to je u redu.
But it's not a substitute
ako,
for love of God.
Mislim,
it's not a way to
Bogu.
Enjoy life independently of God. And
Boga,
you can try it.
Boga.
You can
možete
try and try
pokušati,
and get entangled deeper and deeper. And by the time you're old and wrinkled and wretched, you've wasted your whole life. Nobody in the past, nobody in the present, and nobody in the future will get satisfaction. So you can try to control that desire. But unless you're engaged in higher activities, it'll come out in other ways. It'll come out in other ways. It'll leak out.
La
puja and pratishta. Prophet, adoration, and distinction. So people perform activities, and they give them nice names, like altruism, or nationalism, or socialism, or philanthropism. So many isms they have. And these are basically, they're trying to satisfy their own material desires or their extended self. Their family, their friends, their society, either the self or the extended self. And they go on in this way.
Again,
they don't get satisfaction. The laws of karma are so intricate. It's so beautiful. It's almost like, you know, you step back at and look at what's really going on, what kind of labyrinth we're in, and you say, wow, this is, you know, Krishna's really,
you've
got a good sense of humor here, you know.
Humor.
Is really
stvarno,
he's serious, but he's also
ozbiljno,
he's funny.
Ali je I smiješno.
You want to do good work.
Želite dobro raditi.
A beggar comes to your car. A beggar comes to your house.
Prosijak, do auto, do kuće.
So you give him some charity.
Nešto milosti, sam, ovoga, milostinje.
And then
I onda?
That person becomes a rini,
ja?
A debtor.
Uf.
He owes you a debt. You gave him something.
On postaje vaš dužnik.
The karmic laws are that he has to repay you.
I karmički zakon kaže onda mora vratiti. To je zakon karme.
You get some good.
Date nešto.
Person has to repay you.
Osoba mora uzvratiti.
So what if he doesn't repay you in this lifetime? What's going to happen to that man?
Šta će dogoditi tom čovjeku?
Will he go to hell? What will happen?
Šta će dogoditi s njim?
May not go to hell, but he'll have to take birth again. Neće
postići oslobođenje.
He'll have to take birth again. To repay you.
Da bi vam vratio.
And guess what?
I pazite sad šta?
You'll have to take birth again to accept
morate roditi
repayment.
Da biste prihvatili.
Isn't that fun?
Zar nije to
zabavno? Isn't that a cute joke?
Zar to nije simpatična
šala? Well, the joke's on you, folks.
Ali to je šala vama,
joke's
narode.
So, all of these activities,
sve te aktivnosti,
they can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness, especially for householders. It's not wrong for householders to be altruists, to do some charitable work. My God brother, Ambarisha Das,
my God brother Ambarish,
I work with him quite closely. I'm in India, he's in Alachua.
Yes, I'm in India, on in Alachua. To je poprilično
no,
blizu.
For the Mayapur project.
Ne, susrećemo se za oko Mayapur projekta, surađujemo. I
you know, he's living in Alachua.
Živi u Alachua.
But
no.
Which is about 30-40 kilometers from Gainesville.
30-40
Gainesville, Florida. And our devotee communities in Alachua.
But his daughter
has to go to school every day, and now she's going to college. But every day he had to drive her for different reasons, whatever. But he had to drive her to school. It was a problem for him because he had so many other important things to do. So he built another house in Gainesville.
Zato je izgradio još jednu kuću u Gainesville.
$3-4 million house.
3-4 miliona dolara kuća.
20 kilometers away, he has 20 kilometara
dalje od svog mjesta ima još jednu kuću.
His old place will be used for
i njegova stara kuća.
Part of it will be used for
dio toga će se
offices, etc. for the Mayapur project, but
kako se kaže, ofis iz Mayapur projekta. A sada, ono što želim reći je da
he doesn't give all of his money
ne daje on sav novac
to ISKCON,
ISKCON
because he has various social obligations.
Jer ima društvenih obaveza.
He gives to different devotee projects, but he also gives in charity
ali daje i u
whatever,
milostinju također, za bolnice
schools,
ili škole ili za što god.
But because he's so Krishna conscious,
zato što je tako svjestan Krishna,
even though it sounds a little philanthropic or altruistic, but Prabhupada says that such work, when it's dovetailed in Krishna service, it becomes a form of karma yoga.
Onda postaje jedna oblik karma yoga.
So it's not that, you know, you can't do these activities, but intelligent men know.
Inteligentni ljudi znaju.
The verse in the Bhagavad Gita, I can't find it. If someone can help me with that, that'll be nice, either now or later. There's a verse where Krishna says that intelligent men free themselves from their reactions to both good and bad work. Anybody know that verse?
Da li bilo ko zna taj stih?
We need some
potrebno nam je da
some of you have got to become scholars.
Neko od vas bi trebao postati učenjak.
You know? It's a good thing to do.
To je dobra stvar.
I'll tell you frankly.
Reći vam iskreno.
How to move through life. Because you're going to
vi ne
go into the mountains. You can't isolate yourself. You're going to meet materialists. You're going to meet karmis who you probably won't have a lot in common with. And you may not even like their association, but you have to do it to do your business. Or ladies, you may have neighbors who just want to yak, 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 Monday stuff all day long. But if you don't međusobne stvari, ali ako nemate prijateljske odnose sa njih, onda to je problem, morate kako da se nosite s tim.
But at the same time you don't want to be influenced. You want to give your association but not take their association. And that's a trick. And one of the ways you can do that is by regularly reading Prabhupada's books and even memorizing verses. Sanskrit is a beautiful language. Balkan people, Yugoslavians, Croatians in particular, you don't have any trouble in pronouncing Sanskrit. I traveled around, chanted the morning verses. A lot of places I hear people, they sound like they're murdering Sanskrit. But most of you don't have that problem, and I suspect that it's something to do with some kind of connection or similarity between the language, Sanskrit language or Indian language and Croatian language or whatever, Slovenian or Serbian. Yes.
Ima stih u Bhagavatamu.
Karma Grantima. What's the translation?
Sa mačom u ruci inteligentna osoba reže čvor vezanosti sjećajući se oslobađa se i od dobri i od loše reakcije. To je stih.
But that'll do.
Ali i ovaj može pomoći.
Good and bad
dobro i loše
will bind us.
Dobro i loše će nas vezati.
So we have to become transcendental.
Moramo postati transcendentalni.
The Bhagavad Gita in India is known as the art of all work.
Umjetnost sveg djelovanja.
People say that Bhagavad Gita teaches us our duty, how to do our duty.
Poduči nas kako da izvršimo svoju dužnost.
That is a very
to je jako,
it sounds simple and it sounds kind of impersonal or Indian flavor or whatever you have. But it's actually a very important point. Because why do we go to the temple every day or every Sunday? Whenever we can, why do we go to the temple? You know, we know everybody there. And, you know, it's not, we have some friendship, etc. But I'm sure we'd rather go out in the summertime boating or swimming or whatever it is, a little more sense gratification. The reason we go to the temple, or we should go to the temple, is out of duty. God is there in his archa-vigraha form. And it's our duty to offer obeisance to him. Now we may have deities in our own home, but these are special deities that are installed deities that are worshipped by celibate pujaris or they're worshipped by the community. And they're special and we should go to the temple. And Prabhupada did put more emphasis on householders unless they live, you know, like 30 miles or 50 miles away. Householders should go to the temple regularly. It's important. Not only to see the deity, but sadhu sangha, association. From time to time, if there's a nice arrangement, you'll find traveling preachers coming through.
Kako propovjednici dolaze,
poput Kripa Moja Prabhu, na primjer, koja može pomoći da nam životu, da,
istinski način, propovjednici, putujući propovjednici, tako
puno ima. I oni neće doći, proletjeti u rijeku,
doletjeti u rijeku i otići u kuću tog čovjeka. Ne, ići u tempel.
You should also go to the temple. So you get even a moment's association. Even one little idea that a seminar
program like this, you know, all of you have your spiritual masters and you're very much attached to them and you're serving them and you like to hear from them, and that's really good. But there may be others that you get even one little good idea that can help you in your spiritual life, that can knock down huge walls, obstacles. Hear one little good thing. So you should have wide association as many saintly persons as you can come in contact with. And you can get that at the temple. So, the Bhagavad Gita also, it teaches us to do our duty. We may not, you know, sometimes you chant Hare Krishna, and you know, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Sometimes like Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How long do I have to do this?
Koliko još trebamo raditi? Nema ukusa.
So what do? Stop chanting?
Šta radite sada? Prestanete mantrati? Zato što nemate ukusa? Ne. To je vaša dužnost. Nastavite mantrati.
Have the sense of
moramo imati
taj
osjećaj dužnosti.
That's taught.
To se
in the Bhagavad Gita, in the scriptures,
and it can regulate our work.
This is also very important, regulating our working energy for positive knowledge. Armed with knowledge, we just read that verse with the sword of knowledge, we can cut free our attachment.
So
it's good to memorize verses, because throughout the day, when you're coming in contact with non-devotees, you can remember verses and, wow!
I pazi,
that describes exactly the situation I'm in.
Situaciju opisuje u kojoj se nalazim, zapanjujuće.
You can call up a verse for any
možete
situation
that
you find yourself in life.
And
that verse will save you. It'll help
vas spasiti,
you.
It'll
carry you. Sounds
odnijeće
can carry you.
Anavrati.
Shabdat. Anavrati shabdat. By sound.
Zvukom
you'll be freed. By,
ćete biti
but
oslobođeni.
What kind of sound? Transcendental.
Shabda Brahma.
That you'll find in the verses.
Naći u
stihovima. It's nice if you can memorize the Sanskrit. And the word for word meanings, and the English comes
značenje,
easy. Croatian comes
easy.
But if you can just memorize the Croatian, that's also great.
Onda je to u redu,
or the
fino,
English. And call upon those verses
I prizivajte
again and
si
again. I do. It saved me numerous times. Because if you get in trouble,
puno puta, jer ako vi upadnete u nevolju,
you know, think of a celibate monk, a senior
samo,
person,
svećenik
u celibatu. My Devi's got her sights on me, probably right now.
I Maja Devi već, vjerojatno me u ovom trenutku ima na nišanu.
She wants to knock off the people who are leading the
ona
others.
Želi,
that's the best way to fight a war,
kill
the generals.
Razbiti ljude koji vode druge. To je najbolji način da dobijete rat. Uništite generale. Ja moram svoj um uvijek
full
držati punim
sources of inspiration, and I get that from Bhagavad Gita.
I
get that from listening to Srila Prabhupada
slušanje,
and his lectures.
Prabhupada
and his lectures.
Always. On uvijek
chants a verse and explains
izgovara stih
it. Explains something and quotes a
objasni
verse
nešto,
to support it.
Onda stih da bi
that
to podržao.
Is his way of preaching.
To je njegov način
that's what I follow. Okay.
I to ja I slijedim.
In the lower stage of life,
na nižem stupnju života,
not lower stage of life, the lower stage
na nižem stupnju
of Krishna
života, na nižem stupnju svjesnosti Krishne.
It's not easy to just
sarvadharman
paritya jamam. Nobody
Nikom
promised you
vam nije obećao
a bowl of peaches and cream.
Posudu,
nobody promised you something
vrhnje
easy.
Niko vam nije obećao
in fact,
nešto
anything
lagano
that you get easy,
zapravo,
easily sve što
lako
in
dobijete
this world is probably not
je vjerovatno
worth it.
Bezvrijedno.
Easy come,
lako došlo,
easy go.
Lako ošlo.
You have to struggle for Krishna consciousness also.
Truditi,
one of my favorite
Krishna
quotations, stories from Srila Prabhupada is one where
Prabhupada je ona u kojoj
a disciple asked Prabhupada,
učenik pita Prabhupadu,
Prabhupada, what makes you
Prabhupada,
happy?
Što tebe čini sretnim?
I'm happy when I see you struggling.
Kada vidim da se trudite u smislu da se mučite.
Does that mean Prabhupada like to see a squirm?
Suffer.
No, you have to suffer. You have to struggle for Maya.
Morate patiti, morate se boriti
da bi dobili Maju. You have to struggle to make your business work.
Morate se truditi da biste pokrenuli svoj biznis. Morate se mučiti da bi odgojili dijete, zar ne?
There's struggle all around you. You have to struggle.
Prabhupada's happy
when you turn that energy to struggle for spiritual life.
Tu energiju usmjerite ka borbi, ka trudu na duhovnom planu.
He's given a system
called Varnashram Dharma.
Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradyate Panta Nanya Tattosha Karan. One can worship Krishna by following the principles of Varnashram Dharma.
Now,
we don't have exactly full understanding of what is this Varnashram Dharma. Prabhupada did intend to give it to us, but somehow or other, he laid the stress. It was a symbolical gesture. And we can understand from the symbolism of it that it's important. He said on his last days, just before he went to Vrindavan, prior to that, he was on his way to New York, and then there's a farm community called Gita Nagari, which is about 5 hours from New York. Very nice community, especially at that time.
It was
quite a lot of devotees and quite prosperous in many ways. He wanted to go there. He said, I'm going there to teach you Varnashram Dharma. He made it to London. And his health wouldn't allow. He got a message in his heart that now his time had come. So he went back to Vrindavan and he left in a glorious way. In Vrindavan. But
no.
We can understand that as long as we're in the modes of material nature, there will be divisions in our work. And we need some kind of guidance. The principles of Varnashrama are eternally true. The application may not be so easy, but the principles are there. And by following this process, we can become peaceful.
Mirni.
If you're not peaceful in your
work, mirni u radu
and in your family life,
u vašom porodičnom životu,
very hard to chant Hare Krishna.
Jako je teško pjevati Hare Krishna. Možete to činiti,
will always be meditating on your material problems.
Na vaše materijalne probleme.
We need some system.
Treba vam neki sistem.
I think it's very important.
Ja mislim da je vrlo
and
bitno.
I'm not a gross materialist.
Nisam grubi materialist.
I'm not a wishy-washy sannyasi.
Nisam neki polu-polu sannyasi.
I may be a lassi sannyasi.
Možda sam lassi sannyasi, ali to je već različita stvar.
But I want to. I know that you have to become. I know that you have to become strong.
Znam da morate postati snažni.
Yudhyasva vigata jvara. Free from egoism.
Slobodni
free from lethargy. Stand and fight, Arjuna.
Ustani i bori se,
I'm a fighter. You have
ja
to become
borac.
Fighters.
Moraš postati, mora da i vi postati
against
borci.
Illusion.
Protiv iluzije.
You're all warriors.
Svi ste vi ratnici.
All of you.
Svi vi.
Some of you may be Zena.
Neki možda su žene.
Or some of you may be Arjuna. You heard of Zena? Zena or something?
Ah, Zena, ona, yeah. Ona. Neka Zina, ona, ratnica.
Female warrior.
da, ratnica.
It was a serial, yeah. I think there was one serial where she met Krishna.
Mislim da
je
u jednoj epizodi da je srela Krishnu i odala mu poštovanje.
Anyway, we're all warriors.
Da, bilo kako bilo, svi smo mi ratnici.
And we have to fight.
I moramo se boriti.
But we should fight from a position of strength, not weakness.
Snage, a
we
ne
do need community.
Potrebno nam
we
je
do
zajednica.
Need to help each other.
Je da jedni
there are communities which have no philosophy.
Koje nemaju, ne, postoje
they're
zajednice koje su bez filozofije.
Much weirder than we are.
Puno čudnije nego što smo mi.
I know that sounds hard.
Znam da zvuči malo teško, no. Mormoni, jehovini svjedoci, nemaju filozofije.
But they're together.
Ali su skupa u zajednicama.
They've had a few hundred years. We're going quickly. We need results now.
A mi idemo brzo, treba nam sad rezultate. Ali možemo to učiniti.
We have a community where devotees can be peaceful and happy and they can give their energy and their time to making Krishna consciousness
da mogu svjesnost Krišne učiniti da napreduje na, na ulicama, da brahmačari idu u prodavac knjige, da rade harinam,
kuće
domaćine to također mogu učiniti,
rooms,
ili u, kako se kaže, bordovima velike korporacija ili na TV,
tako puno načina
da možemo širiti svjesnost Krišne, ma potrebno nam je ujedinjen i zajednički napor.
We won't be able to do that if we're envious of each
napor,
other's material
facility.
We won't be able to do that if we can't give any time because we don't know where.
Ne možemo to učiniti ako nemamo vremena, jer cijelo vrijeme mislimo kako da platimo račun za idući mjesec i stanarinu.
Međutim,
ako se situiramo u nekoj vrsti varnašnjom sistemu, ili barem zajednice, a postoje različite modeli po cijelom svijetu, onda ćemo svakako moći se uzdići iznad nižeg stupnja.
Society, nation, humanity, I already talked about this.
Već sam govorio o društvu, naciji i
different forms of karma bandhana.
Postoje različite vrste karma bandhana. Neke stvari su privlačne, ali su karma bandhana.
Isha avasya.
Isha avasya.
God-centered activities.
Aktivnosti koje su usredsređene oko Boga.
Neha vikrama nasho sti pratyavayo na vidyate. Su alpam. Alpa means very little.
Alpa znači malo.
You know, you go in Bengal.
Idete u Bengal.
And the guy's coming around with prasad. You know, he's going to give you a huge spoonful and you don't want that much.
Puno.
Say alpa, alpa.
Kutlaču toga. Kaže alpa, samo malo.
Swalpam. Su means very little.
Su, alpa znači jako malo.
If you engage in Krishna consciousness sincerely, if you just try.
Ako samo pokušate.
And I know how hard
znam
it is.
Kako je teško,
believe me, I do
znam.
Empathize.
Ja suosjećam.
But we have to try.
Ali moramo pokušati.
Get our community. Individually, it may not be that hard. We may be doing okay.
Možda nam nije teško,
but
možda lijepo
we won't survive in a vacuum.
Ali nećemo preživjeti u vakuumu.
We won't survive
nećemo preživjeti
without
bez
community.
Zajednice.
Because eventually
konačno,
our patience,
naše
our enthusiasm will be worn down. We need each other very much.
Mi trebamo
we
jedne
need
druge,
men.
Jako puno.
We need women.
Muškarci,
we need žene
su nam potrebni, djeca.
We need
trebaju nam
brahmačari,
brahmačarini.
So many things.
Tako puno
we need everybody's talent.
Svači
everybody has
talente
something
trebamo.
They can contribute.
Svako ima nešto čime može doprinijeti.
And everyone should be
i svako treba biti jednako cijenjen
to each according to his needs,
svakome u stvari sa potrebama
according to his
od svakoga u stvari sa njegovim mogućnostima. Da li vam zvuči poznato? Marx.
Huh? Karl who?
Marx.
Karl Marx. That's a communist ethos.
To je komunistička etika. Svakome u stvari sa potrebama od svakoga u skladu s njegovim sposobnostima.
So everybody who is sincerely trying should be appreciated equally.
Se trudi, treba ga se jednako
cijeniti. Just because I wear a particular
samo zato što ja nosim određenu odjeću i zato što sam ovdje,
anybody
ili bilo ko
is up here doing
je ovdje,
a song and a dance.
Pjeva i pleše.
Why are we doing this?
Šta, zašto mi to
because
radimo?
Krishna has given us a little talent
nam je dao
malo
talenta
da
to činimo i zato dobimo puno milosti od Prabhupada. Mi to nismo zaslužili.
We were dogs.
Mi smo bili psi.
But he still, he
ali
took the time, he had the patience, he loved us. So that same thing, we have to, together, we have to, you know, appreciate and learn to love one another and love Krishna most of all. Because without love of Krishna, all of our material love is
srama
eva hi kevalam, useless labor.
Beskorisni trud.
Long life. Again, I quoted that verse, Kim Pramatasya. One of the earliest verses that I memorized. I like it so much. If I can just achieve even one moment of Krishna consciousness in my life, pure Krishna consciousness, I know I'm going to be really, really happy. And that's what you should all be striving for. As much, of course, not one moment we want to, as much as we can. I love this phrase. Prabhupada is an expert wordsmith. A wordsmith, like a blacksmith, you know?
Kovač,
so a wordsmith, someone who can put words together. And I know about this because I write direct mail fundraising letters, and I'm probably very good. You can notice I'm very humble and vain also, but I've been told by experts that I am very good. And I know how hard it is to put words together, and there's no master like Prabhupada. He says things so beautifully. A colossal hoax of life dedicated to godless altruism. There's no value in that. Making a big show to the world, but behind it, there's nothing. What you're giving is all called puffery. Just like when someone tries to describe something, or they write an article for a newspaper, or an article for their English teacher or Croatian teacher in school, and they start saying, it was so beautiful, and it was wonderful, and gorgeous, and really nice, and super, and all that jazz. That's called puffery. Because they really haven't described it. They've just thrown out some words. You've got to give statistics. You've got to give comparison. There's so many ways of describing that are much more communicating to others.
Puno više znanja prenose drugima.
Well, you know, you may say it's beautiful, and my conception of beautiful is totally different than what you think beautiful is. So you haven't described anything. So, colossal hoax. Altruism plus isavasya is karma yoga. Prabhupada makes that statement in the purport. Go. It'll protect us from sliding to hell, as I said. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Mahatobayat is the greatest fear. Fear, the greatest fear. The greatest fear is that after leaving this body, well, there's two great fears. One great fear is to lose the association of pure devotees. I think that's the most painful thing. To not have the association of a person who knows how to love, really love, unmotivated, unending love. He can give us love. Lose that association. It's painful. But another painful thing is after getting to the human form of life, after 8,400,000 species, after millions of years, you know, you've gone to school for 12, 13 years, you spent a lot of money, you studied, you know, made so many sacrifices, and then you have a bad day when they give the entrance exams for university and you fail.
Trebate se upisati na fakultet i onda padnete. Kako je to obeshrabrujuće?
You know, in Japan, that happens to kids in Japan. They commit suicide.
Djeca u Japanu mogu izvršiti samoubojstvo.
Indoctrinated in honor.
Jesu indoktrinirani o časti.
Really get that drilled into them. This was happening years ago. I don't know if it happens today.
To se događalo prije puno godina. Ne znam da li se događa.
Commit suicide because
djeci u Japanu koji
they work so hard to achieve something and then they fail.
Jer teško rade da bi nešto napravili i onda ne uspiju.
We've come to the human form of life. Wouldn't it be disturbing if we had to become a donkey again? If we had to become a cockroach? We were at one time. We were an
Indra Gopa.
We've come so far.
Došli smo jako daleko.
There was a commercial in America, so stupid. that had a Virginia Slims cigarettes, you know, big long cigarettes.
Virginia Slim.
And had a picture of a modern woman smoking a cigarette.
The caption was,
"Baby, you've come so far."
И надпис бил, "Драга, тако си далеко напредовала." Dakle, imamo sliku žene iz 20-ih koja je jako čestita i ne puši, ali sada imamo jako naprednu ženu, emancipiranu, koja puši cigaru i koja je jako napredovala, može imati, može dobiti rak. Tako si, draga, tako si daleko dogurala, možeš dobiti rak dojke. Tako smo dugo napredovali da je ovo ključnog oblika života. I bila bi stvarna katastrofa kad bismo iskoristili priliku i ako ne otiđemo kući na Bogu. Ili čak ne dobiti novu šansu.
Getting human birth.
Ljudsko rođenje
je
teško dobiti, ali to nije sve u svemu.
Dharma hina. Without dharma, dharma hina.
Hina znači lišen.
Pashupisamanaha. We're simply two-legged animals.
Jednostavno smo dvonožne životinje.
Spiritual life.
Duhovni život.
Even any path practically.
Bilo koji
nice
put.
If people could be on the pure path of Krishna
consciousness.
But at least some sort of approach, even if it's
bilo
in grade one,
pristup, ovoga,
but at least you're
čak
going to school. At least you're headed towards graduation.
Idete u
some
školu,
kind of path of spiritual life. Without
nastojite
that,
da
if you're just
diploma,
working like a mudha, donkey, day and night,
only for the fruits,
if you're simply a fruit of worker,
ploda,
and believe me, it's not just the sudras, but so-called sudras, heavy laborers that are like that, leaders of society, that's all they can think. So although they have a big, big office and a big, big nameplate on their door and a big, big position and a house and this and that, they're just hogs, dogs,
drugo, do
svinje, psi,
camels
and
asses.
Men who are like hogs,
ljudi
dogs, camels, and asses,
pasa, Kamila, i
they
magareca,
praise
oni slave
other men
druge ljude
who are of the same nature.
Koji imaju istu prirodu.
We don't want to belong to that.
Mi ne želimo pripadati takvom vrstu društva.
We've got a chance now.
Dobili smo priliku sada. Moramo preći to.
Are we finished? Yeah.
Gotovo?
Okay, hey, pretty
da,
cool, ono, right on time. Huh?
Točno na vrijeme.
You see how I worked that?
Vidite kako sam ja to lijepo izradio, zar nisam sjajan?
Actually, I was going to show you
DVD.
Is the next act here yet? Are you the next act? Okay.
Sljedeći čin je ipak tu sad na redu.
Next time, folks.
Sljedeći put, narode.
I have some really nice DVDs made by one devotee who's a professional editor.
Bhakta,
his name is Prananath,
editor, zove se Prananath,
the life of my life,
život moga
controller of my life. Anyway,
controller moga života.
He's from New Zealand,
sa Novog Zelanda,
and he's made very good
dobre
DVD
short movies on Mayapur,
Jagannath Puri, and Kumbh Mela. They're really nice.
Svarno su dobri.
Someday I'll show them to you. I'm just,
jednog dana ću vam to pokazati.
You know, wetting your tongues now.
Oh, samo vam sada kao zazubice radim.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, hvala vam.